All right, we're live here again this week. Another episode of Chop It Up with Chef Don. We're excited today to have Derek McDowell with us. Derek, how you doing?
What's happening, Chef Don? Man,
it's good to see you, bro. It's been a little while.
Hey, you know, staying busy. On time though, right?
Staying busy.
Yes, sir.
Again, we know we got the flea going on, but you got something coming up soon with the flea, right? It's coming to a fall fest.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that first, because again, let's push that and see. Get that popping. That's important.
Yeah, you know what? We're doing holiday markets are coming up, and so we're doing something unique this year. It's called Flea on Phelps.
Okay. Right?
We've got the new pedestrian walkway downtown, a lot of new restaurants, and the nightlife happens there. And so we thought, you know, let's really utilize that space for what it's meant for and allow folks to come down, enjoy it, while also enjoying, you know, a throwback, right, which was downtown was the epicenter of our retail shopping, you know, decades ago. And so people love that. There'll be windows decorated for the holidays and trying to bring some of that holiday cheer in there.
That's so awesome. Kind of another got that kind of blocked off, kind of like back up in Cleveland, right? I know down in Cleveland Flats, they have the main streets blocked off. So there, again, there's a lot of community going on there, different restaurants. So got kind of bring that same feel of back to what it should be of that, like you said, the busy hustle bustle of downtown, right?
Yeah, there's actually data that tells us the more safe you can make streets, the more it increases retail sales, right? If people feel comfortable. And so that's why you're seeing pedestrian only. I mean, you go to New York and they've pedestrian only Times Square. You know, it used to be all this heavy traffic. You know, you go to the Strip in Vegas, you've got the bridges that help you cross the street safely because it's intimidating to cross tons of lanes, right? And so, you know, Phelps was that same idea, which was narrow, you know, don't let a lot of vehicles through this way. And so, you know, we hope it promotes a lot more use beyond just the normal hanging out downtown. And, you know, we want to make sure people understand that retail is important to the lifeblood of our community. And so giving them something to shop is our thing at the Flea.
So. And again, there's so many great opportunities and local vendors as well. Again, I know a lot of my friends, food trucks and stuff, we've been down a couple of times. A great Mama Lago's Bagels.
Yeah.
Right? She's a local friend, favorite. Just so many great things. Again, it's even while we do this and chopping it up, we're just trying to have people come down and share, like, again, some of the joys and the hidden gems of Youngstown.
For sure.
I like to think that our city is on the revival, that there is a comeback coming with everything going on. There's a different breath kind of in the city. Again, maybe it's just a younger entrepreneur spirit, but even places like here at Youngstown Studios, and we'll talk about Penguin City, right? That's over right by you too, right? You can talk about them at all. You know, you kind of probably know more about what they got going on.
Yeah, right? You know, Penguin City, interesting story is, you know, we didn't know that one another was purchasing a property near each other. You know, when the pandemic hit, you know, in 2020, I just committed that I wasn't going to waste it. You know, they got that quote that don't waste a good pandemic. And that's not just what we're seeing in, you know, an infectious disease kind of pandemic, but that's just life in general, right? When there are things that come at you, storms in this life, it's not, it's learning opportunities. And so I committed to taking a step back and looking at really the structure of the Flea and our financials and really trying to get us healthy. And once I started doing that, I started really looking at the numbers of how much we've done for the community and drawing in folks to come shop downtown, how many vendors we've partnered with, how much gross revenue that we've done from, at the time, a parking lot next to Covelli.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know, we've got to have a quote unquote business that's pandemic proof, if there's any such thing. And so it just got my mind sparking about owning our own, right? Being able to have something that we can more deeply, you know, steer. And so it was a building. And I thought, you know, we can really do a lot more if we had that infrastructure. So, you know, we went after the property that we own now. Well, unbeknownst to me, Penguin City is going after their property simultaneously. And Aspasia and I worked together in the capacity of my role with community engagement with the amphitheater and her role as the summer movie series that we do downtown.
Again, great. Another great attraction.
Tons of great attractions, right? Wayne Park and the amphitheater. So we didn't get a chance to do the summer series for the movies. So we did a later fall and we come back together. The pandemic sort of subsiding around the time we decide to do it. And it's outdoors. You know, there's 30 acres over there. And, you know, we hadn't seen each other in a while. And so we said, hey, what's been going on? What's up with you? And Aspasia says, you know, oh, well, we're just in the process of purchasing a building. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And she goes, yeah. You know, she says, we're buying the old Republic Steel. And I'm like, laughing. And her next statement was, oh, I'm so worried about who our neighbors are going to be, because there's this building across the street that's vacant right now. We're not sure, you know, what's in there, who's going in there. And I'm like, well, what kind of neighbors are you looking for? Right. And she goes, I don't know. I said, well, I wonder if the Youngstown Flea would make a good neighbor for you. And she goes, that would be awesome. And I said, well, we're the ones buying that building that's across. And she just was floored.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You know, their project is off and running. I mean, they got overall paint company already.
Pat McGlone, shout out Pat McGlone, doing
the work on the building.
Yo Fresh logo too. So shout out to Overall Painting. They've done some great work at the Bartlow, new building of Commons too. So just another quick shout out to another one of our local friends, Overall Painting Company.
Yeah, he's doing
some awesome
work.
Yeah, Pat McGlone, check him out. He does awesome work.
And the mural YSU's doing right on Andrews.
Yeah.
Right near Penguin City. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they secured their property. They also secured an additional loan, I think $2.2 million for their first phase of renovation. So they're starting to see their brewing equipment come in, you know, digging trenches, putting in a bar. They hope to be open and ready for their tap room by December.
Wow, that's right on the corner.
Yeah, and we've already been off and running with the Youngstown Flea at our building. Mm-hmm. And so we're just excited about this whole east end of downtown.
Yeah.
That's the project that we're working on, is just this forgotten about sort of section of the downtown area that we can revive, and that you, like you said, is a breath of fresh air. And I think when you talk about whether or not things are changing, all you have to do is commit to being that change. And that's evidence that things are changing.
Amen. Yeah,
you don't really have to wait around to wonder. You can commit to saying, no, I'm going to be that change.
Yeah,
and, you know, the Flea is part of that change. Yo Fresh is part of that change. Penguin City is part of that change. Overall, you know, the murals that he's putting up are just giving a whole new context of what our art community looks like. You know, and so those are just things that I'm like, that wind is blowing.
Yes.
And we're a part of it.
Trina Williams, another shout out to her, right?
Yeah, another
shout
out.
Look at her, man. A fresh wind is blowing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Think about what God's done for Trina, man.
Yeah,
She's raised $35,000
for
35 days. Bro, man, like there's such a
And you wouldn't believe that before Youngstown, that you could have that type of community support for a project.
Yeah.
Trina catered an event that we had at the Flea for the Ohio CDC Award event.
She was honored in that as well.
She loved it. That was awesome.
I was glad to see she got, you know, honored in that moment as well.
Led to some additional business, led to some contacts for her. So, you know, it's just this symbiotic relationship where if we all
are
doing community, let's do this life together.
That's it.
Let's do community together. Then it's limitless what we can achieve.
Yeah. I said, we actually met. I was thinking about this afternoon. We actually met, I believe the first time we met was about 6 years ago now at a Victory Coitsville conference.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, 6 years ago, I didn't have Yo Fresh. Wasn't even a thought.
No.
Then, right. But again, I remember meeting you and we had similar spirit. It was just something. I remember we connected, and I don't remember what it was exactly now at the time, but I remember connecting with you afterwards a little bit. And it was just something that, again, that there was something about you that I was very sparked in again, like that interest
of you're
gonna have something coming up, you know what I mean? And I didn't even know at the time that I did, right? But I recognize it in you, you know?
And people often ask, I don't know if that's for you too, but you know, they want to know what's next.
Yeah.
And for me, you know, I'm led by things,
right?
You know, it's you know, I'm a man of faith, I love God, and I think that you know, my heart for this city, you know, there is no limit to what I'll do, and when you do put limits on things, you start chopping off the ability to sort of ebb and flow with what's happening in the community. And so, you know, people sometimes see me in different capacities throughout the community, but it all boils down to just a love for Youngstown. I think it can come in the form of entrepreneurship. It could come in the form of just purely wanting to feed people healthy foods, like you and Trina and folks like, you know, Prepped and
Gino West, right?
You know, Gino. And so those are kind of things that maybe on the surface level people take for face value rather than a little bit deeper that says, no, when we talk about the poverty in this community, this is what can help lift us out of our economic condition. When we talk about sometimes the violence that goes on in our community, then we've got to give people legitimate pathways. And that, like you talked about, running a business where you've got to let folks in, you've got to let others take the reins and show their creativeness. And and so, you know, we'll get there. I think we just have to constantly be open to what is next.
Yeah.
And not be so hard and fast on what we think is next or what we know is next. It's just being led by what's next.
Yeah, that's very good too. Again, spirit, again, like same kind of, again, same kind of background of faith, again, likewise between us. But that's funny too, because a lot of people ask me, like, you got exactly, like, what's going on with YoFresh? What are you going to do? What's your next, you know, what's your plan? How'd you get here? And most of the time, honestly, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I had an idea, you know, again, there's hard work involved. Yes. Yes, there's people behind me and getting the right people in my corner. Sure. And my wife has been a huge, phenomenal, major over-the-top supporter in helping me get to this point too. But it's all these kind of really faith.
Yeah.
And really, I don't have a plan. People say, you know, what's the plan? What's your goals? I don't really, I have goals and I have ideas.
Yeah.
But I know me personally, it seems like when I try to direct my life, I'm like, you know what? I'm doing this.
Yeah.
It usually doesn't work out so well.
No.
I'm the type of person.
There's
again,
some biblical to that, right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And then there's like some what they, you know, worldly, right? Because there's a quote by Mike Tyson that says everybody's got a plan.
So you get punched in the mouth.
You get punched in the face, you know. Yeah. And so I've got vision, certainly, for the building, for the flea, for what it can do for this community. But the careful piece is, like you said, when you try to overly control without inviting folks in and making sure that what we're building has benefit to those that we intend to serve.
Sure.
You know, sometimes you just completely miss it and you think you're doing good. And, you know, it might be a noble cause, but certainly community buy-in and community need and assessing that data and making sure people feel welcome and included and that they belong. That's the part that I just take a step back from all of my plans and my vision and just say, are we really serving the folks that we really, truly intend to serve the way we'd like to serve them? And when you say what's next, oftentimes I'd like to tell people we're just doubling down on what we're doing now. Sometimes we just got to go back and do some things better.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. When you learn better, you do better. And so we're so quick to move on to the next thing. And I'm saying, let's master what we've got, right?
Right.
We do music at the flea. We're pet friendly. And so when you come back around, people say, well, what's next? I say, well, maybe next is just partnering with some shelters to make sure adoptions in this community. And so still goes along with our pet friendly model that we have, or we run a digital sound system right now. We want to partner with more local artists. Mm. So it's still in the music. So what's next is really just let's double down
more
and,
community,
and
right?
support,
what's next? More community.
You know, yeah, support local artists, support local shelters and those types of things. And so it doesn't have to be so quickly moving on to phase two.
Right.
You know, there's iterations. It's phase one and phase 1.1 and phase 1.2. And there's a lot of meat left on some things. And we're so quick to move on, I think.
That's good. I said that even again. That's a good word even for us as people, right? As humans, right? So I know, again,
I look over because I see somebody I love.
Yeah, right.
And,
you know,
I want to give her that walk of shame
too?
Look, though.
She was a little late. That's okay. She was working on her poles.
Hey, what's the definition of a little late?
So
you started at five, and
we're definitely going to show her grace. We love Debbie. We really love Debbie from Youngstown.
I haven't learned grace yet. What's next?
Learn
grace.
It's needed every day. Needed
mercy.
Every day. Debbie's just strolled in, so I don't know if we could probably just put a mic on over there. Could we, Joe? We could just mic her up.
Look
so
at
she
that.
Can just stay right there.
That's grace right there.
Debbie's got the little booth over there.
That should be like the setup mic.
That's not only grace, that's like preparation.
Yeah.
Like,
you just swung it right on over.
Right. Yeah, that was great. Welcome, Debbie.
Thank you.
So I didn't know
you guys
actually knew each other, but again, I probably should have known that, again, we kind of run with the same clique, it seems.
Youngstown clique.
Yeah, we kind of run the same clique, Debbie and I.
Yeah.
But no, welcome. So
we met
for,
over the pandemic, right? Yeah. And she was building. Yeah. Everybody was plotting on the pandemic.
That's what it was right? Hey, get it, right? Sink or swim.
You know?
That's the Youngstown way. You know what? You give us something to work with. The good or bad, and we're going to make something out of it.
It actually should be required, right? Because I joke with people, but I'm sort of dead serious. You can't rock a t-shirt that says Youngstown invented grit and then like whine about things all day long.
Right. I have that shirt, by the way. I do have that
shirt. It's not like that would be the equivalent of saying like so-and-so invented rock and roll, right? Yeah. But you don't even hang out. You can't even play an instrument.
That's my favorite band, but I don't know one song or
one song.
Word, right? Like rocking a t-shirt.
Like the key word is.
I don't know the word. I like the beat.
Yeah, like the key word is invented.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And if you're going to say you invented something,
yeah,
right, then we need to be able to understand and embody it better than anybody else can. And so if we're gritty, you know, right. And that's I believe is a poor portion of our identity is that mm-hmm. we're resilient,
right?
And we're cut from a different cloth than most folks.
Yeah.
Then you know, certainly building something like Youngstown Click in the middle of a pandemic mm-hmm. is just it is what it is. Yeah. We got to plot on pandemics because communities like Youngstown, like I said, I've grown up in tougher communities. There was always some form of a pandemic. Just came in the form of evictions, came in the form of your electricity shut off, came in the form of losing a friend to incarceration or death.
Goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Again, you're kind of late to the conversation, but we join it in. We were talking about today. I've learned recently, again, through taking off layers of my onions, that I kind of have been living in a constant state of fight or flight. Talk about one of those life-changing moments, right? Again, and growth. Here, I'll be 44 here coming up this week.
Man, you're wearing it well, bro.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
You're 44. Man, you're so old.
Yeah, I know. Wisdom, right? I got some wisdom.
The late
coming
one to the conversation.
Yeah,
that's
right.
We showed you grace now. You're about to run out.
But learning, again, it's that same thing of knowing, again, like, and that growth, and again, it's constant state, especially here, again, where we're talking about the city and what we're going through. Yeah. And it's important to know that, like, that's normal, right? Again, here I was as a 44-year-old guy running a business. On the outside, again, I'm not perfect. Yeah. I'm far from it. I'm grinding. I'm learning about myself and doing the best that I can. But here I am causing chaos in my business that I'm trying to be the best at and to help everybody at because of my OCD and the chaos.
Okay.
Of the way that I was literally causing chaos for people around me.
Yeah.
And by me living, again, my constant state of fear or fight or flight or who's plotting against me or, right, are you telling me the truth or what's your motive, right?
Yeah.
And this all kind of coming up again just this past week since last time we were here and getting that to be like, wow, and be able to step back. And again, like I'm at that point now again. We've talked. I'm taking a little step back from work from the day-to-day.
Yeah.
I want to pursue maybe some outside interests and some other things. And still be the face for Yo Fresh. Tomorrow we'll actually be at a wellness pop up in the morning at Lordstown for GM.
Yeah,
so
nice.
That's cool. But stuff like that, being the face, and again, really trying to find my me, if that makes sense. And it's funny because I come down, I talk about whys, right? What's our why? So we'll get to that in a minute with you, Derek. And you know, my why. I thought I had it figured out for a minute, right? And I was like, oh, my why. But really, my why changes.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's why 1.0, right? Why 2.3, right? It just keeps kind of gradually changing.
Well, you know, I read this article that talked about, you know, digging deeper into the question that we ask ourselves, you know, and folks, it was framed through somebody like a Will Smith who constantly asks himself, what can I do to make other people happy? You know, and you think that's just simple enough is what can I do to make the people around me happy? You know, Will Smith has this bubbly, big personality. But you explode that question and you really say, well, who said the people around you aren't already happy? You know, right? And so the question we're always asking ourselves, certain points in our life can change. And questions I always ask myself is, how can I serve Youngstown? You know, and you forget that I've already been serving Youngstown. And the deeper question is, how can I serve Youngstown better? Or how can I serve Youngstown and still maintain a healthiness about it where I don't feel like I can't, you know, make a mistake or can't step back and take a moment and not be the face? There's the expectations we have on ourselves. And then there's folks who see the work that we do, think we're perfect at it and have an expectation on us. And when you have that, it sets this improper thing where you don't get to take a moment to breathe, right? My humanity moment came just this past July, the 31st, my mom passed. And I had some things that I just been working on for months that were really big on the professional side of things that I didn't know whether or not to put down. And my wife looked at me and was like, you're really still going to do that? Because I didn't know what it was to take time off to do stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hadn't been in that.
It's a grind mentality.
Yeah, though, right? It was just like, yo, I've been working on this report for 6 months and I've got this call in 2 days. And, you know, interestingly enough, I take the call and some folks don't show up to the call that were intricate to the call. Right. And so call couldn't even be completed or it wasn't even
effective.
And so now we're talking about another phone call. I just exposed to people. It's sort of that was the moment where I recognized like, man, you know, I should have postponed this because look at the outcome. But I really had to say, you're human. And understand that your humanity comes with the fact that you can pause even an important call,
right?
Because there's something more important going on, you know. And you know, like I said, I applaud you, and I applaud everyone who knows or is arriving at the place where they know I'm not in a good place. I'm not healthy enough to continue. I need to let someone else take the reins for a moment. And like I said, I'm, you know, opened up to an advisory committee for the flea to really start talking about some of the things that, you know, I might have done over the years that, you know, could have offended folks or could have made people feel like they weren't, you know, good enough. Some people take and interpret no as not good enough. You know, if they can't get into the flea, they think, you know, I got some personal vendetta against them or, you know, and I'm like, yo, it's not that. We just have a specific focus.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And so, yeah, I think there's so much growth and learning opportunity in all that we're doing. And I'm curious for you, you know, what you've learned over the pandemic for Youngstown Click.
You know what? First of all, let me just shout out to Joe and his coffee.
Yeah.
His coffee shop.
He got something on the side. I was gonna
it makes
talk
me
about
espresso.
That here, right?
There we go. All right.
Are we really just trapped in Joe's world right now? We don't know it.
Simulation.
Like he swung the mic over like too easy.
I know, right? Right. This is all.
Handed your coffee. I mean, I just got a whole. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, right. Sparkling water.
I think he's like leveling up the quality of service that we're supposed to get in the city of Youngstown. It's like we can't go back from here.
No.
Perry for everybody. Right?
Yeah, you can't. You can't downgrade from here. Mahoning River spring water is next.
Yeah. That's my guy Ben Dodlow, right? Ben Diesel. That's him. He's on the water. I'm trying to get him down here.
Yeah.
He's steady busy too. Yeah, Ben, if you're watching, man,
book
get a hold
acting,
of me. I know he's acting, making movies and commercials.
You don't have time for us.
You don't have time for me now no more. Awesome. No. Ben, we love you, bro.
What do they call that in you know different generations? My mom would have you know, so you got too big for your britches.
Big britches?
Some folks call it jumping the shark, you know, whatever that is. Like, I don't know.
I love those old school terms.
Yeah.
Heaven's a Betsy.
Heaven's a Betsy.
That's a good one.
I love those old school. They had some good ones.
That's good.
But go ahead.
So as far as learning, I honestly, that is so deep. What you just said is admitting your own humanity, your own limitations. And I'm one that I see opportunity everywhere. And so I love stepping in and helping out and being part of that opportunity and being part of that connection and just learning when and where and that type of thing, but also realizing that I think somebody mentioned the onions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the layers of onions.
Realizing that the greatness, I mean, truly, I get it. Like, I get, okay, there's greatness in Youngstown. I get the fact that we have some great people doing great things. But sometimes talking to somebody about their business and then you layer and you're like, man, this person is incredible. Like, deep, what, like, the things that they've been through experientially, personally. I mean, man, I feel like I could have 5 interviews sometimes with the same person.
Sure. Yeah.
And just over and over and over again, I find that through the city. And so you realize that the people next to you can be your greatest ally. And
very
these
much
people
so.
Are wanting to connect, and these people are wanting to be part of something bigger than themselves, which I feel like both of you get totally 100%. I'm just a different expression of it. I'm preaching to the choir, and I know that. But definitely, it's like once your eyes are really open to it, and you realize that every single person is an important piece of. I heard somebody once say that, like, it's sometimes you looking at the backside of a tapestry, and it looks all mangled and jumbly, and then when you turn, you go around, and you see, oh my goodness, this is the picture on the other side. And sometimes that's truly the one of the outcomes, but just how resilient people are. You know, we talked about grit, and I talked about an old another t-shirt idea, but I'm one of the ones that I'm working on right now. It says grit and gratitude, Youngstown attitude.
That's good.
Youngstown click.
That's good.
Because I really believe that we have that tough, let's fight, let's get this done, don't try to keep me down side. And then we also have this, let's connect, let's give, let's help our neighbors, you know. And I love that about you know, that the guy who did the America's Home Makeover, Ty, remember him?
Yeah.
So he was asked a while back, I mean, like back when that show was big and they had come to Youngstown. Mm-hmm. And so he was asked on a national talk show, they said, you know, of all the places you've been, where would be one of your most memorable? And he actually mentioned Youngstown, Ohio, because he said when he woke up in the morning, there was a line down the street of people bringing their baked goods to him.
Wow.
And I thought, I laughed because I was like,
that's Youngstown.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's Youngstown.
That family. I think it was.
Yeah.
It was a military background.
Yeah.
He was a boardman, right? Yeah. Like right off Glenwood, I think.
Yeah.
Special needs kids and stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that might be, you know, sort of a challenge for us is to sort of, you know, come out of our silos and the fragmentation of our stories and begin to have something that really, really connects us a lot more so that we realize we're not alone.
Not alone. We're all the same.
Gone through and where we're at now and where we're going.
Yeah.
And
that's one thing Joe was doing in an interview on his podcast, and he mentioned, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's so me. He said, sometimes he looks at people who are quick, who ask for help easily and reach out to connect easily and say, hey, I could use help with this. And he kind of is like, that's not him.
Right.
He has a hard time asking for help. And I was like, that is me. I have a hard time as saying, hey, here's where I need, or here's where I could use help, that type of thing. And so being willing to do that, being vulnerable enough to do that takes trust.
That's a good word, vulnerable.
And trust,
ability and trust
comes from connection.
So, and I think that, you know, the, apprehension or adverse position people find themselves in sometimes, you know, comes from a number of different places, personal, professional experiences. I'll tell you, I'm not bad at asking for help. I'm bad at your response.
Right. Help me. No, not that way. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm bad at folks' response. Cause you, like you said, it takes that vulnerability to put yourself out there. And to get a yes and then not follow through with your yes.
Okay.
You know, I had a time where we had called for volunteers to help us at the fleet. And I believe we had something like 9 volunteers that were confirmed. And I mean, I'm going just as nice as I can be with, hey, we want you involved in the way that you best feel like you can help the fleet. So here's a bunch of different things that we do at the fleet. You know, we've got vendor services, customer service, you know, whatever, parking services. If you want to do labor, if you want to do hospitality, whatever that is, we'd love to hear what you'd like to contribute. Right. So we go through this whole thing. And then the day of the event, not one of them showed up.
Not one of them.
And so it sort of just was like, that was a lot of energy to not only converse back and forth with these folks, but sort of look for you the day of and sort of have in your mind that you're going to have help.
Yeah,
and then you wind up with none.
That's the worst feeling, right? Like,
and so, yeah, it leaves
asking
you.
For help. You're a couple of it, so now you're going to ask for help.
Yeah.
And then you're playing
out
me.
There. Like, all right, I'm going to ask for help. They're like, oh, we got you, bro. And I'm like, nah, never mind. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's hard.
Oh, that is
that's
and
hard.
Then, you know, it can be one of those sensitive wounds because folks will be like, hey, do you need any help at the fleet?
Yeah. Eventually you're saying no. You're like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Or it comes with the opposite effect. You get to me again, like that, the expectation that, like, I helped you with the flea that day. So where's my free lemonade, my free t-shirt, and I want VIP parking.
Right. I don't run that booth. Right. I don't even get a free lemonade at my own fleet.
I was about to sign up to be a volunteer.
Right. But that's how it goes, though. Again, we just volunteer for the wrong reasons.
Yeah. I was just about to hit that button. Listen, I don't even get a free lemonade. And sometimes that's a space, too, where you need that help, but you don't have the ability to compensate folks in the way that you love to, right?
Sure.
But when I talk earlier about like doubling down on some of the things, we run a digital music system because we don't have the budget to really do live bands and really pay them what they're worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because this isn't a performance you're going to write home about. Performing at the Fleet is sort of background music.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to take away from the shopping experience,
right?
But we want a band to come and set some up a merch table and really have a good time and engage the crowd.
Yeah.
But it's never to stop shopping and everybody gather around the band and we're at a concert now. And so it's a weirdo space to try and offer a band to come in and then tell them that, hey, what we can offer you is a merch table. You know, sell your goods. We'll give you exposure. We'll play some of your music over the digital sound system in the months coming or whatever. Right. So we try to make it appealing, but we don't have the budget to pay you $500 or $1,000, which, you know, I love local bands and I think they deserve it, which, you know, I'll court you over to the amphitheater in my role over there.
Right.
But, you know, I've seen markets in other larger cities that have the budget where they can bring in, you know, a couple different bands
And you will. And that's, that's, I think, the thing that is.
And there have been some gracious bands
that
played at the Flea and they were like, you know, we don't even want anything.
I was going to say, a lot of times, again, it's just about exposure.
Yeah.
Again, as a young startup, I know there's a time, and I still do. There's times I give away product or a service, right, just to get the exposure and get my name out there, get my face on there, whatever it was. Again, I would spend my own money sometimes for local news broadcasts.
Yeah.
I'd go spend money out of pocket at a local butcher shop to make something nice to entice the news to come out. Again, I didn't make money on that. I lost one of that deal, but did it come back in the long run?
Sure.
And I think a lot of us youngsters, we don't have that long term. Again, I know me too. Again, when I say youngsters, I mean me too. A lot of us don't have that long term thought process to, you know what, I'm going to go work with Derek this year at the flea market. I'm going to go to four fleas this year and I'm going to play for free. And then we're going to see what happens because next year I might be even bigger. Yep. But we don't want to put that work in this year. I'm not working for free four times and packing up my van and coming down and for nothing,
and
bro. But
the biggest thing is people remember who gave them.
Yeah.
You know, I have a guy who believed in me right from the start. Right from the start. And let me tell you something.
I'm going to raise my hand up. I mean, I believe.
Right?
Thank you, Derek.
Although I was the second interview, I wasn't the first.
No. But listen, those people, yourselves included, who said yes, not, hey, well, how big are you? And that type of thing. You just said yes. That will forever be, I don't care how big Youngstown Clip gets or beyond, but literally those are the people who those are my people. Right.
Yeah.
And there will be people along the way, like you said, levels. It's not like, oh, okay. But those people who said yes in the beginning, there's something so powerful about the first people to say yes.
Yeah.
They actually did a study and there was a guy who went and started dancing on the beach by himself. And everybody just kind of like, he was by himself. It wasn't like people in a crowd. And then another guy got up and danced. And then pretty soon, and it was a Michael Jackson song. And then pretty soon the whole beach is dancing.
Yeah.
And the experts watched and they said, do you know the true leader in that whole situation wasn't the first guy. It was the second guy.
One.
It was the one who said, I'll dance with you.
Yeah.
That's so, the true leader.
Years ago, I had a friend and he said to me, he says, I want you to go to the center of downtown and I want you to stand in the middle of the street and I want you to stare up at the sky. And the thought of that was, he says, most folks are going to drive by and they're probably going to think to themselves, look at this crazy guy. Right. And he said, but the second person who joins you and who decides to stand there with you in the middle of the city and stare up at the sky, and then the additional folks who now decide to join you, you know, the first folks are going to think you're crazy. Right. But after a while, after so many folks join you, the next people are just going to say, what are we looking at?
Yeah, without question. Yeah.
Right. So you go from crazy to what are we looking at? And I've always never been afraid to be the first, to jump out there, you know, and say, yeah, you know, the flea was who's going to do this? I will. Yeah. Had no experience there, right? whatsoever in running a market.
Yeah.
And so reciprocating that to folks who I can relate to, didn't know what the first flea was going to bring. Yeah. Didn't know who was going to be the first yes for the vendors that, you know, it's like, I remember my daughter's first birthday party. You don't know who's going to show up. And you're nervous. You're on edge because it's your daughter. It's my first child. It's a girl, you know, and I'm like a proud dad. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, you better show up. Like, you better not play my daughter.
Right. Same people that might have played you at the flea market. Same, you know what I mean? Same like, thing. Like
nobody put baby in the corner. You know what I mean? And so Flea was just that same baby. It was like, this is my first, you know, public go at a market. And you don't know if vendors are going to show up. You don't know if shoppers are going to show up. Yeah. But the interesting story was, I'd run home to shower before the flea started the first time we did it. And I had about 10 minutes to get back. And I get off of South Avenue, off of 680. And my wife's calling repeatedly. And I'm like, you know, still more folks trying to get back to the market. And I'm like, I'll be there in a second. And, you know, first phone call, I'm like, I'll be there in a second. And second call comes in. I'm like, yeah, honey, what is it? I'm about to be there. What's up? She goes, you have to hurry up and get back here. And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying, but for some crazy reason, I'm stuck in traffic.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's awesome.
And she goes, yeah, that's everybody trying to get in the fleet.
That's awesome.
And traffic was backed up. Market Street Bridge, South Avenue. I mean, all of downtown was just nuts to get into this awesome. Thing. And so that's the kind of feeling you don't forget, that who joins you, you know? Yeah. And I will say I've been chewing on how to articulate it, because it's not a blanket statement I want to make, but I do think we are a community that truly, truly, truly needs to learn how to say yes more. We are like default no.
Yeah.
And
that negative mindset.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm talking all, I don't, you know, you know, at a certain point, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm not talking, again, like broad brush strokes, because you got to be careful in anything that we do in this community. But when you reach a level of visibility in this community with Yo Fresh and Youngstown Click and Youngstown Flea and Penguin City Beer, and you're still getting no's from folks when you're just trying to collaborate, just trying to do good, just trying to advance one step. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, I'm not talking about like some cool kids club, some advantages or privileges. I'm just talking about earning the right to be seen and trusted.
Right.
Right.
Like, yo, I don't have an ill bone in my body for the city that I love. And if you don't know that by now and can't trust me, I'm weirded out by, like, who are you looking to? And where are you putting your time and your investment and your money?
Yeah.
If you can't trust a Youngstown flea at this point, I'll open up the books. I got nothing to hide. When we bought that building, one of the first comments on the Business Journal when they published the article, someone said, this seems fishy.
Of course.
So I didn't respond right away. I just thought, like, you know, every now and again, folks got those kind of comments. And I didn't really know what they meant.
Yeah.
So I didn't elaborate. And so actually one of my vendors came to my defense, and she goes, what's fishy about Derek, who's busted his butt, worked hard, built the flea, and now has purchased a building to help vendors out.
Yeah.
And then the person elaborated what they meant by fishy. And they says, well, he's connected with the city, and who knows where he got the funds from. And, you know, maybe he got some advantages because he knows all these council people. And and so I said, now it's time to jump in. Right. And so I clarified, I said, this isn't directed at you. This is just for anyone who wants to know. OK, I understand why you think this might be fishy from some of the previous things that have happened in our community when it comes to economic development. We've got a number of references we can point to where people have misappropriated funds. Mm-hmm. But I said, the funds you think are fishy that pertain to my building, those funds are what we like to call a loan. And that loan has an interest rate and a monthly statement book that gets deducted out of my checking account automatically. Mm-hmm. Not only that, let me tell you what makes this even less fishy. An LLC is a limited liability corporation, right? When I signed for the loan, they actually required me to lower my limited liability and can come after me personally. I had to put up personal collateral in addition. Why? Because that's an old steel mill foundry, right, from 1870. Okay. And it's like, yo, if this goes bad, now they believed in me. But I mean, they still got to cover their, right? And so we got to get our money back out of this deal. And so folks don't understand what you're willing to do professionally and personally. And at this point, that character and that kind of integrity deserves a few more yeses.
Yeah.
I'm not talking privilege. I'm not talking, you know, any kind of handouts. I'm talking normal things that other folks are asking for. We ask for too. You know,
I think that's the thing. I think that there's certain people that have never been told, nobody has ever told them, you can, you can do this.
Yeah.
So when they see somebody else who got that, hey, maybe I can do this. Yes, I think I could do this. I'm going to do this. To them, it's something that they never had the opportunity to do. And you see that people are not being told. That's why it's so easy to point to somebody else and say, oh, well, they had it better than I did.
Yeah.
Or they had it better and they have no idea the story.
Right.
And I share that for that reason. Mm-hmm. I share it so that folks, I've been accused of being like the golden child, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, yo, bro, we going through the same things.
Yeah.
I get the same no's you get.
Yeah.
I've had to, you know, with grit and perseverance and, you know, all of that, get where we're at. And so there's been no handouts, no advantages, no, you know, if anything, right, I'm thankful that I've got the ability to articulate because some folks don't know how to. I think that I've got a intuitive, inquisitive, you know, mind to figure things out. But, you know, I don't have a grant writer. Right. I got to write my own.
And I'm just going to say something quick about that because I heard the story. You say you're articulate, but you were at one time made fun of because of your accent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when we moved here, you know, I was born in Youngstown and we spent some time in Birmingham, Alabama. Mm-hmm. And moving back here, the perceptions that the South is slower, you know, that which means my intelligence is off somehow. And I've got this Southern drawl and like, look at her. I'm about to go to the stove and about to, you know, get something to drink. And people are like, did you live on a farm, bro? And I'm like, no, I lived in a steel city called Birmingham.
Wow.
Right. No different than Pittsburgh or Youngstown. And so just the perceptions we have, and I'm also careful to know that, you know, someone who can't, quote unquote, articulate the way I do or as, you know, clear as I can doesn't mean that they're not intelligent or that they're not deserving of the same things I get.
Right.
There are folks who, when I did news interviews for the Flea, they'd ask me to bring vendors with me and folks would just be panicked like crazy. Yeah. And, you know, I'm thinking to myself, here's an opportunity for you to get yo fresh out there to the media. Like you better learn how to, you know, articulate. Yeah. But we sort of forget that what comes natural to me may not come natural to them. And what in business comes to me, someone else might interpret as I got at some advantage or some kind of fishy. And I'm like, no, I've lost 30 pounds since purchasing a building because I'm down there every day busting my butt,
right,
you know, inhaling that pay dirt that we talk about. Yeah. It's still in there, you know, and cleaning up. That's where I just came from. My brother's still there now helping me put some stuff together for the holiday flea that we're talking about because, you know, you've got to make the best of what you got. When you got an old steel mill, there's a lot of work to do, 25,000 square feet. And so I say that so folks don't ever think that we're in our own bubble on some cloud nine, that we're experiencing the same no's from, you know, I remember, and I'll shut up after this year one, when we did the flea, I'd emailed hundreds of folks trying to get their participation, hundreds of folks. I'm talking hundreds, very few responses. Right.
Wow.
And you know, you sort of rationalize it. Hey, we're new. They don't know who we are. And so I won't take it personal. But intentionally, the second year after the flea, you know, quote unquote, was successful, I went back and emailed all those folks. right? I keep all my emails. So I go to my sent folder and I just, here's a fresh new email for second year. Yeah. Many more responses. And it's like, you have to show and prove to some folks, you know, that you're worthy of a yes.
Yeah.
And I've just taken that, like I said, and where I can say yes, I'm going to say yes. When you reached out to me, it was like, cool. Yeah, I'll be on your podcast for sure. You know, you reach out. At this point, yeah, I'm busy and a lot of times where I don't have a moment. So, yeah, I've got to say no to some folks, mm-hmm. too. Somebody's sitting at home right now like, you told me no.
All right.
Again, there's some folks that aren't a fit for our market that I've got to tell no. There's some collaborations that aren't going to make sense for your business model. But, you know, there are a lot more yeses that should be happening in our community. And, you know, I can run down a list of brands you wouldn't know if I didn't say yes. And that's not a pretentious statement. Yeah. That just is what it is. And the same thing for you. They're employees that
opening doors, right?
Yeah. You know, we've got returning citizens in our community that need yeses from employers and housing. You guys.
And there is a risk. There is a risk. It's, you know, Don tells the story all the time. He mentioned on one interview that they used to not want him in Canfield. Right? Because he was a troublemaker. He was a crazy kid.
It's that barbed wire tattoo, man. That says something about folks. We know everybody from that era was a troublemaker.
But he really was a troublemaker, right? It wasn't a bias or anything. He was a troublemaker, but now he has an office in Canfield. And so that's so much. Other people could look and say, oh, you're one of those Canfield guys. Oh,
I was a troublemaker too before I built the fleet. You know, most folks didn't know I was the guy running around painting "We Are a Generation" on all the buildings around town. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Wait. Yeah. That was me coming back from Miami. I'd gone to Art Basel.
I wonder if there's any of those still around.
No. The thing is I painted over them on Christmas Eve 2015.
Nice.
Because I knew I was starting to flee in 2016. And I thought, like, there was some chatter in the community about folks. And it just was a misinterpretation. People didn't know my heart, and they thought I was contributing to blight. And, I just came back from Miami on this artistic high.
On Christmas Eve, you went.
Christmas Eve, went out and painted over all of them.
Wow.
And the funny thing is, not so funny, but it rained. And it washed the paint off. So I went out twice to paint over.
Really?
Yeah. And so just because... That's sort of, again, the packaging that we sort of like to judge people by is, you know, you're not having a good day. And so, no, right? Or we know you this way or from this.
He was an addict or he was no good dude.
Yeah.
Or he was this or you was that.
Yeah.
You knew so-and-so. Like, that's even a thing around here, too. Like, just word of mouth. Again, you get associated with the wrong person and there's 100 no's.
Right? You know, I know folks have asked me personally, hey, what do you know about this person? Because, you know, we're thinking about doing business with them, but we heard they're problematic. And now they're outspoken. They're not a person you're going to get them to just go along with what's going on in this community. And quite honestly, you should know I'm outspoken too. I'm much more radical than folks would want to believe. Do you know what I mean? Like, today is the election, you know, for a mayor, for president of council, for Youngstown school board. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm over here like...
FYI, that's why I was late.
I know.
Don't try to clean it up now.
It's all good.
You're going to use the political process.
I'm not running.
Polls are open till 7:30.
The democracy.
Right.
The democracy is part of the democratic process.
Yeah. It's very important.
That keeps things going in our country.
Yeah, that's a big
but you know, so we need radical. Yeah. You know, you need folks that are, you know, you want to label them problematic, but they advance us and they move us forward. They ask questions that other folks aren't willing to ask. They challenge people that other people don't believe they can challenge, and that's healthy. You know, I said on my social media once that no one in this city should have your unadulterated, unchecked support without being ready for critique and criticism in a healthy way. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you can criticize and critique me. You know, let's do it.
Yeah.
That person who said that seems fishy, I invited them to the building. Like, yo, I'll open up the books for you. Yeah. And that's what led to the open house that we did right away.
Okay.
Was like, yo, come on in. I got nothing to hide.
Yeah, Trina was down there. Julius was down there. Yeah, I remember that.
And so if we were that way, right, we wouldn't have to. I don't.
On a side note, sorry, that made me think of something. I don't mean to get crazy here, but did you see that Elon Musk said that he would sell Tesla stock, donate $6 billion
if the UK end
world poverty if they would be open with the books?
Yeah.
If they would literally open the accounting and let people see that every penny is going to end world hunger. They won't do it, but he did say that if they did, he would sell and literally in that instant donate $6 billion.
Yeah,
and they won't
gotta be open.
And juxtapose that with the 82.7 million that the city of Youngstown is getting, right? And you know, people demanding that we open up the books and just say, here's what we're going to do with it. You know, they've had listening sessions. I get that. You know, it's an important piece to the conversation. But once we've listened, right, have you listened to the portion of the people who said, now we want to know where it's going? And if you look at the sentiment around it, when that conversation comes up, most folks wholly believe that we're not going to do the right thing with it.
Really?
And that's the sad part about it. Now, again, that's perception. That doesn't make it a reality.
Right.
But same thing with my building. The perception was this is fishy. But I can quickly address that by saying, come and see. And invite you in to see what's fishy. I invite you to track the story from 2016 when we built the fleet. And know that every dollar, you know, when we first started the fleet, what we got from, say, from a city perspective, this isn't disparaging. It's just, you know, so folks can understand, like, we didn't get some advantage. They helped us with some trash cans. They bring some trash cans because they saw me there with those old blue barrels that you can get from Star Supply. You know what I'm saying? They were full.
Yeah.
And I used to have to hulk those things into the dumpster. You know, and I was there till six, you know, the fleet ended then at 4 o'clock. I'd be there at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night cleaning up, tearing down by myself. You know, and the city events director at the time saw him and he goes, hey, man, like we can get you some trash cans. And I'm like, no, don't worry about it. You know, I got it. I got used to it by now. He goes, it's trash cans, dude. Like, let me get you some trash cans.
That's cool.
And so, you know, those are the types of things that you want to peel back the layers to and find that most of us have fought and earned the right to be where we're at. You know, you know, unfortunately, life doesn't just affords you the ability to go and do the things you sometimes need to do, but fighting for the ability to be able to do it. I'm sure, Don, you've got to fight to, you know, fight with yourself internally to take time off and just say, hey, you know, that's my baby, but it's in capable, good hands. And we've got to fight to be out here as entrepreneurs doing our own thing, because the corporate world stays calling sometimes when you got mounting, you know, debt that you owe. And so I just never take it for granted. This, and if people come and ask me, still to this day, still take the trash out, still clean up toilet seats, floors, I'm the one replacing the napkins and the Port-a-John, you know, like still the one setting up the sound system and still the one sweeping up before and after the flea, still going around my own parking lot, same way I did with the parking lot, because I love to leave things better than I found them. And, you know, that those are the kind of things I want to invest in this community is, you know, when we earn that right, though, when you see me out there emptying the trash and you can see the humility and you can see the hard work that people have put into things, at a certain point, you could say that that's somebody I think we can trust.
Right.
That if you gave me just a little bit more, if some of that funding came our way, what we could do with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if not, you know, again, We know that grit, you know, and that's just, it is what it is. The ebb and flow of this community, right? You can see it and you can be a part of it too.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can fight with, you know, against a wave, or you can be with it. You know, I'd love to be with the waves in this time, but, you know, standing in the middle of it, ready for whether you're going with the wave or against the wave, I'm ready for it. And I believe there's folks like you and you who understand that, you know, that we've got sometimes the community's working with us and sometimes things are not working with us. And but we've got to fight through
keep
it.
Keep working, regardless.
You know,
right?
You got to fight
yeah.
through
good
it.
Bad.
Yeah.
And never and just keep that getting that message out that when you think if you're watching and you think that you're just watching three people doing something, don't underestimate your place in it. Yeah. You might be the missing piece of the puzzle. You might be the connection point because you're not just sitting there as a spectator. If you're part of this, I mean, if you're alive, I'll just put it like that. But if you're alive, you are a part of what we're doing. You might be the missing piece of Derek's puzzle to go and help the Youngstown Flea go to the next level or be a part of the many things that Don does, helping encourage people to eat and feel and do good, you know? Being part of Youngstown Click, connecting people.
Yeah.
So there is just so much good, and you cannot underestimate your part in it.
Yeah.
Because when you feel like you're disconnected, that's when hopelessness sets in. That's when things begin to crumble. It's when you start losing sight of the fact that you are a part of, if you choose to be, right? You could choose to be part of it positively or negatively.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's always something that each one of us has to offer.
Yeah.
Well, you think about it. I mean, you talked earlier about viewing something from behind and then coming around and seeing it, right? And it made me think of a digital picture, right? A digital picture of this community. And, you know, digital photos are made up of pixels.
Oh, yeah.
And so each one of us is a pixel, right? You ever seen a TV that the pixels are off, right? And you can see there's a little black dot that's missing here and over there.
Yeah.
And that's what visually this community will look like if people withhold themselves and their talent and their ability and their skill set. When we lose folks to other communities because they don't feel like they belong or that they don't have a place here. And we've got to recognize, number one, and I'll use a chef terminology, that we've got some wonderful ingredients in our kitchen. But we sometimes don't believe that we've got master chefs, right? So ingredients are no good if
can't put them together,
you can't put them together. And we can be serving up 7-course meals around here if we talk about the amenities, the ingredients that we've got, right? Because why? Because John Young did it when he founded Youngstown. He looked at the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at a river.
Right.
He looked at the minerals and the iron and the ore, all of the things that the abundance of land, right? The terrain being a valley.
Yeah.
And he used all of those things. And everybody who came along, you know, we didn't start out with those behemoth steel mills.
Right.
We started out with little small shops and, you know, machine shops and foundries, and they grew into those things. And so we can't disparage small beginnings, but we also can't, you know, I'm not a chef. So sometimes going to the grocery store, you're just putting things in your shopping cart, right? Because you got a list. From somebody else, you
the
really don't see
you
the.
You already know you like.
Yeah.
You're familiar with. And, you might not even look at the, you know, the person.
Yeah, you get so, you get so familiar with the foods that we like to eat and enjoy here, and so we've got to learn to, broaden our palate.
Yeah,
I think in this community because we've got a lot of things, arts. You know, we see, you know, and again, I'm not trying to pick, but you see some of the programs at Youngstown State University that are, you know, considering being you know,
cut
and you know, it's unfortunate because you're looking into there and art history and you know, literary arts, it's, you know, things like that are being cut. And you're asking, where do we go as a community when we're starting to see these trends where what makes us creative and what keeps us moving forward? We know what the arts can do for a community, how healthy it would be to have much more going on in the arts than we've even got going on now. When you talk about the playhouses that we have and the galleries that we have and the visual artists and the literary piece, those are things that, you know, we get very nostalgic and want to hold on to. And I'm not the one who runs campus. I don't have to make the hard decisions.
Yeah.
I don't have to crunch the numbers to understand that. We just know how important those things are to us. And if we can't start serving up 7-course meals with the amenities and the ingredients that we got, we're going to be in trouble. So we need people to join in and become, you know, master chefs at what we've got. And go see Chef Don. He'll show you how to get in that kitchen.
Right, right.
We're rolling around 6 o'clock now, so we'll wrap it up here. Derek, thanks for coming down, man. Really appreciate
thanks for
your
having
time,
me.
Man.
Absolutely.
Again, we appreciate what you do in the community.
Thank you.
You know, again, it's a pleasure to see you. I hope we get a lot more yeses.
Yeah.
Right? Even maybe through this, we'll get some more yeses. Debbie, always a pleasure.
That's going to come back and bite me with the vendors at the flea market.
We're not that big of a show yet. Don't worry.
Chef Don, thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Joe, Youngstown Studios, thank you as well, sir.
Yeah.
Until next week. We'll see you next time. Keep it fresh, Youngstown.
Keep it fresh.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.
Put a pin on the two.